Welcome, members, to the Ice Cream Podcast. It's the official podcast of the North American Ice Cream Association. Again, where we are all about ice cream people helping ice cream people. Look, returning guests. We love to have returning guests. We only have people on, again, if they're great value, if the ice cream community at large requests them. And so Kelly Larson, Sweet Temptations, how are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know that I'm a request back. I just am a frequent flyer. We'll call it that way.
Okay. Look, Sweet Temptations, multiple ice cream shops, a grocery store, very involved in the community, current president of the North American Ice Cream Association. Is there anything, Kelly, that you're not doing right now?
As of right now today, there's plenty I'm not doing. I love it.
Well, let's fill some of that spare time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's have a talk about ice cream. Actually, we should probably have me back on to talk about what we're doing in the Ice Cream Association, because we're also just back from our annual board meeting and we've got lots of things to talk about. But that'll be over the next couple podcasts that will roll those exciting things out.
Yeah, there is a lot happening. The massive growth last year, the Vegas effect, which we thought may be the Vegas effect, but it ends up being that it might be now the Savannah effect. And that's pretty exciting.
Hey, Kelly, snowball keeps rolling as it goes down the hill.
That's right.
But we're here to talk about ice cream for breakfast. So
we are here to talk about ice cream for breakfast.
Pull ourselves back on task here.
Look, so last year, as a member benefit, we rolled out National Ice Cream Month, which was a success. Yeah. And it was the first time the association actually, coordinated a nationwide celebration where we sent packages out to members of the association, but we also made a lot of information available for non-members because in our minds as an association, that rising tide floats everybody's ice cream floats.
Exactly.
We did it again for National Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. And I actually, on the day, as a side quest here, I was actually up at the Peck Food Show in Cleveland, Ohio. And the amount of people that were either posting or coming up to us and utilizing the collateral that we sent out was incredible. And I don't know whether I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it, that probably more people reported back this year, I think, that they had utilized the content and the collateral that the association provided to really ramp up sales, which was exciting. What we wanted to talk to you about was that you really took this ball and ran with it. You had a lot of media stuff, a lot of pre-event stuff.
There's something about an old dog, right? We've been in business for a long time. My parents bought our first store in 1989. We got our first year-round store in 1999, is when we started it. And for years, we never did ice cream for breakfast because I was very active in the Great Lakes Ice Cream Association. And that weekend was always Great Lakes. So we never did it. And as I backed away from there and February in Michigan is not a really great ice cream month, we started to play with it a little bit. And a couple of years ago, I think we might have had some cereal as some toppings. It was pretty boring. But I'll kind of backtrack like you did a little bit too. The ice cream month collateral, we only used a little bit. July, Grand Haven, Michigan, we're on the boardwalk. We're super busy. Ice cream day is very busy for us anyway. So we didn't really push it. But we took the collateral that was sent and we used it all over our social media, and it was effective. And as we came into ice cream month, I was doing a little bit of traveling in January and sent it to my manager. And as we were going back and forth with it, I finally sat down and read what the office sent, because believe it or not, I'm on all these committees and I hadn't gone through the actual information that the marketing team and you in the office put together. And I passed that back to my manager and said, there's some really great ideas in here. I think we can do this. And based on our experience and what we've seen going around, I think we can make this really work for our store. So We decide, and I talked to you as well. We talked about making some special flavors. We talked about doing some giveaways. And if we're going to do an event, we're going to do all of the aspects of it. We're going to pull everything together and kind of blitz the heck out of it. So we did giveaways, we did special flavors, we did special menu items, we did the wear your PJs. And so we took the class, and the artwork was fantastic. We really liked that. It spoke to us a lot. So we made posters out of the artwork that you had sent so we can put them in the window. We used the stickers for giveaways. We used the social media things. I know I kind of feel like there's all of this information, and what did we do? So I made a maple bacon ice cream. I candied the bacon because I'm a candy store. So we actually put brown sugar on it and cooked the heck out of it and made it super crunchy. So it was very delicious. We made a cereal milk ice cream that you suggested with Fruit Loops ice cream. And then I made a cinnamon toast crunch ice cream. That was the funny mistake because I used cinnamon oil instead of cinnamon flavor. And that's just a whole nother story for another day. But it was actually very delicious. And then we're also very big for Valentine's Day too. And one of the really nice parts about having this exposure was I got all these people in my store for Valentine's Day. So it was one event kind of led right into the other one. And we made sure that the store was ready for that too.
Well, a shout out. I want to shout out to Tara. We've got a new graphic designer that we work with, and she did a great job of collateral. And
She sure did.
we're tweaking that for ice cream, National Ice Cream Month. So she's going to be involved in that. But it's interesting. A lot of people really like the stickers and the posters, and we sent table tents out. But you kind of went one step more. You kind of used the facets of that and designed some of your own. So
Yes.
you kind of kept with the brand of it, but
Yes.
where we didn't send something that maybe was applicable or big enough or whatever, you kind of took that and said, well, we're going to make it bigger and
Yes.
tweak
I
it.
made giant posters for our window. We got these really great windows that are on three sides of the store, and we blow up pictures of product that we make, and those are usually what's in the window. And so we took that graphic and sent it over to our local print shop and made a couple of those. Yeah, my only problem is now I'm gonna have to make them every year because the dates can change, of course.
I
But
know.
nobody, I made it $20 or whatever those posters are. That was no big deal. And then I also took your press release. You had a really great press release, and it gave so the history of the event, which I thought was really great. And then instead of just sending that, of course, we amended it so that it included what we were doing, our
Right.
hours, our special flavors, our menu, and all of those kind of things. And I was lucky enough to, I've got some good contacts in media and radio. We were on TV twice. We were on the radio, two different radio stations. We hit an article in our local paper. And the liking and the sharing on Facebook was just incredible. So we kind of just put the gas on it, and it was pretty fun. And I don't know if it was the branding network that you all had done, because it really gained some leverage. The people stopped and looked, and then we started adding our menu items and our pictures, and we created an event, and it's just it worked really well. I want to say day sales, we quadrupled the year before, which is a really great number for us. Yes, year over
Hey,
year.
I'm interested. So you took the press release, and those press releases, whether it be for Ice Cream for Breakfast or National Ice Cream Day, there is a little bit of framework of what's it about and so forth. I think that sometimes the signature line that's coming from the North American Ice Cream Association gives it a little bit more weight.
I would agree.
But there is a space where you can put your own what's happening in your market there. But two TV
We
appearances.
didn't take yours. We actually cut and pasted that and put all of our contact information in there. I would actually think for the Ice Cream Association, we might be able to leverage that better as well, because then we could, if they wanted to reach out to us, the local stations, we might be able to get some better
Right.
momentum nationally too.
Well, I was going to say, with two TV appearances, two radios, and a paper, what percentage of that is what was generated by the association. But you said you also had a good relationship with local media in your area. What does that look like? Do you have a lot of contact? Do you send things to them? You mentioned prior to jumping
on. I had actually just bounced off of my general store is in our downtown, and we sponsor a really big winter event called Wine About Winter. It's a candy, liquor, it's a general store, whatever. So it makes sense that I sponsor that event. And as our downtown, we were on 3 TV stations and were able to, at the end of every appearance, I talked to the producers about, because we had a really nice rapport. So I got all of their contact information. So whenever I get something like that, I keep it and I let them know that Ice Cream for Breakfast was coming. And they were all like, oh my gosh, that's really great. That's the kind of story that we want to do. The news lately has not been fun. It is not good news. And radio and TV stations and even a paper, they like to report on fun, different things to do.
Yeah. So that's interesting. And that's been my experience too. I used to do some on local TV here in St. Louis. And it seems as though once you get on and once you form a good relationship and once they see, oh, this person's really presentable, then it seems as though that door always remains a little bit open. You can kind of go back to those contacts. Once you've got that producer's phone number, it's easy to get back in there. But the first contact means that, you know, you might have to do a few knocking on doors, a few phone calls and a few emails. But it seems to me that particularly on local TV, and obviously it depends on how big your market is, but once you're kind of in the door once, it tends to kind of steamroll a little bit because, you know, you're not in there every 2 weeks or anything. But we have some pretty cool events throughout the year that makes great, uplifting, you know, a little bit more fun, newsworthy stuff.
Well, here's a funny thing too. So I told you I was on 3 TV stations for Wine About Winter, but I was only on 2 TV stations for Ice Cream for Breakfast. The third one, I think, completely dropped the ball, but they called me about Stuff Your Stanley, the third TV station. So I ended up, I think it all goes together. You are completely right. And then as they're looking for stuff to do, they then start to watch you and what you're doing as well.
Yep. So that's a good little teaser where next week we're talking to Joey Boykin.
Yay!
The originator of Stuff Your Stanley, mate. If he had a percentage attached to that idea.
Oh my gosh. I think we should all pay him even 1%, you know, that is the idea of the year right there. So if you guys haven't paid attention to the Facebook page, you have to listen. It's too good. It's too good.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, so there was a lot of kind of infrastructure going into place leading up to the event. When did you open? What were your hours on that day?
We only did it from 9 to 12.
Okay.
And we did a Belgian waffle sundae. Mm-hmm. We did a donut sundae and then coffee and hot chocolate floats, as well as our special ice creams. I think I sold 6 dozen ice cream donut ice cream sandwiches, but we built them on the spot and probably 3 times that of the waffle sandwiches. So ahead of time, we made all of the waffles and stuffed them in the freezer. And then we used toaster ovens, you know, like a high-speed convection oven, because we don't have anything like that on site. And we just kept rotating those through. There were 5 of us working, and Grandpa Ray showed up about 45 minutes in, and we thought he was, you know, sent from from above. We're like, thank you, Grandpa Ray, for coming, you know. You man the waffle stations. Kelly's my manager. Kelly and I did ice cream for breakfast by ourselves last year. So we were like, well, we'll add 3 more scoopers and then we'll be able to like man the doors and schmooze with the crowd and take pictures and all of that. And that first hour because we said we were going to do 50 gifts for the first 50. We had people lining up at 8:30 and we had the line out the door until 10 o'clock. We opened at like 10 to 9 or 8:45. And so I started scooping too, and Kelly started scooping. So there were 5 of us scooping for that first hour. We finally got the line out under control at 10. And then the three girls were mostly able to keep up, and then I would come in and help them intermittently and then be able to clean up. Next year we'll definitely open at 8. And then we'll also we've changed up the layout of the store because it's cold. We needed more tables, so we had to figure out the layout of the floor and then to also be able to sneak in the line. So we
Right.
added 6-foot tables. I added all of my folding tables from my house, my sister's house. I have three sisters and my parents. I mean, we had folding chairs everywhere. So we'll still have to. So next year, to be able to accommodate that line, I think we'll go 8 to 12 or 8 to 12:30 or something like that. And the pre-made waffles was great. I know some people who made them on site or, to order can't do that. Gotta go faster.
Right.
And I will add probably two or three people for next year, so I can have a tub changer, I can have a waffle station, so all of those position, and then I to have one dedicated cash register person too. So
So do you typically do kind of a post-event, post-mortem kind of sit down, what worked well, what didn't kind of thing?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. So we wrote all that down, put it in the file. What we need to order ahead of time. Like, we made 8 boxes of Jiffy waffle mix ahead of time. Last year we made 3, and we went through, I want to say, 7 boxes. So however
Right.
many waffles that turned out. So that was something that was written down. I want to say, how much of each ice cream we made. We wrote that down. The container that we put the waffle on and the amount of donuts and all of that gets written down, and how then we see the line and the layout of the floor, the things we changed. So and we kept a copy of the press release, we kept a copy of all the contacts, and that's all. You can keep it electronically, or you can be old school. Everybody mocks me that I'm a little more old school, so I have to write that down and draw the map of what that looks like. So
Yeah.
everything is written down, and we also did some giveaways, and then we did a Facebook Live afterwards, so everyone who came could enter our drawing. And but to enter the drawing, we wanted their name and their email because we wanted to build our constant contact list to do our email marketing, and we haven't done anything to work on that at the same time. So that was a great way to add those, 300 names or 500 names or whatever that came on that list. The Facebook Live giveaway, we gave away swag all morning long. We gave away, like, we did some of the stickers on the back of cups, and so those people would get a t-shirt or a Yeti or anything like that. And then the ice cream for a year and an ice cream cake and an ice cream pie. We did all of that at the end, and that was pretty successful too. So we pulled in, it's hard to be concise about it, but we wanted traffic in the store. We also gave back bounce back gift certificates for the first 50 people too, a free ice cream cone. So
That
to again try to get
they would use another time. They couldn't use
at
it.
another time so
Right.
that they would come back. So we did that. And then we did the drawing to work on our constant contact list. And then we also took orders for our chocolate covered strawberries and our Valentine heart cake. So we were working. I don't like to be like, oh, well, you're here, let's get you. But we had everything ready to go again, just to try that, all of that exposure. And then we had Valentine's Day. Then we did Stuff Your Stanley. So I haven't wrapped up my books yet from February. They're again, it's just been too
Busy.
busy. There's been too many things going on. So and because it's been because of the Ice Cream Association, because what you gave us, we were able to look at an event that we did poorly and figure out how to market it the way we know how. We got lazy about the event that we had done, and we gave it a little bit of new life and a little bit more energy, and it paid off big time.
That's awesome. Yep, that's exactly what we want. And we're getting kind of this similar stories throughout those. We kind of watch as an association those who we know are pretty active in the program, and to see images of stores full of people and lines out the door, and customers holding up the little winning certificate that they won, whatever they won, was great. So, and you're right in saying that this. It's actually quite a unique event because it really does get everybody out, albeit a little early for the season. But it's giving people this kind of almost a virtual thumbprint to kind of, oh, you know, this is, I'm getting ready for the ice cream season. And, you know, I don't know whether everybody does Valentine's Day. I know a lot of the members that we have are, some of them are closed, but it's almost like a lead into Valentine's Day, which could be a lead into Mother's Day, which is then we're in full swing. So it's timed perfectly.
You know, our town has a lot of ice cream stores, the tourist part of who we are. And they know we own the other stores in our town. So in the summer, they like to hit the other stores based on where they are and what they're doing. And my dad actually likened it to church. Like, this is like church on Christmas, that you've got a good event and everyone know this is where we go. This is part of the town and part of our culture. So it's a great way to pull people together and to just, we all care a lot about that feeling of community and the give back. And I think our customers appreciate that about us and then like to support us when we have something good going on too.
Absolutely. It's a circuitous process of you support the
Yeah.
community, they support you. It's fantastic. Kelly, where do people find out more about Sweet Temptations and everything that you do?
Sweet-temptations.com is our website. You can Facebook us at we're just at Sweet Temptations, and Instagram we're at Sweet Temptations GH, as in Grand Haven.
Nice.
So,
We'll put all of those links in the show notes. Kelly, thank you. It's been great
yeah.
to kind of touch base and kind of hear firsthand as to some of the things that happened, you know. In your
Well,
business.
thanks to you guys. You guys did. That's, and I know that's you at the office that put most of that together. So thank you for taking the time to do that and getting us all a little bit more motivated to continue to make us better.
Well, I take the credit. I think Elizabeth and Tara and a few other people. But when things are going well, I'll take the
There you go. Every time.
credit. Well, thank you again. And again, if you're thinking, hey, I've got a story to tell, we'd love to have you on the podcast. You can drop us a line at info@icecreamassociation.org and look for all information on the podcast, previous episodes, and all of the programs that the association does, including Ice Cream for Breakfast and National Ice Cream Day coming up. Go to icecreamassociation.org. Thanks, Kelly. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.